Next case.
Case number 12967, Sierra Village. Seeks variances from the separation distance requirements for proposed structures, sections 115, 172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located northwest of Center Avenue within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19798 Center Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 3265, Lot 4C. The applicant is seeking a 0.2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed HVAC and the mobile home on Lot C2, a 2.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed HVAC and the landing on Lot C2, a 0.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between proposed mobile home and the HVAC on Lot C2, a 7.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed shed and the mobile home on Lot C6, an 8.2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed landing and the HVAC on Lot C6, and a 0.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed mobile home and the mobile home on Lot C6, manufactured home on Lot C6. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 15 mail return.
Evening, can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Amy Bennett, and I live at 19837 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You're here almost as much as we are.
I know. I'll try to keep it brief for you tonight.
You can go ahead and present your case.
Thank you. As you know, we're Sierra Village. We're a manufactured home community in Rehoboth Beach. We're looking to place a new mobile for a unit that was surrendered to us, a 1964 unit that was beyond repair. That unit has been demoed in weight. In regards to uniqueness of the property, the lot itself is uniquely narrow, and it creates a challenge placing the manufactured home and maintaining the minimum separations between homes and accessory units. As you all know, this lot was laid out in the 1950s and 60s prior to the county's requirements for separation distances, and the lot sizes are small in comparison with the size of a modern manufactured home. This is a standard size floor plan consistent with others that we have recently placed in the community, but we're unable to place on the lot with the required setbacks. Although, by width, the new home is approximately the same size to the prior combined total footprint of the home that was removed, just a bit longer. And the narrow shape and the previous build out of the surrounding adjacent lots makes it difficult to place the new home. It is important to note that the neighboring AC encroaches into the lot and reduces the ability to build within the lot, and that the home itself nearly fits within the without need for variance except for the accessory components such as the AC stairs and shed. In regards to the lot cannot otherwise be developed. This is a normal width manufactured home that's consistent with other homes in the community. For the reasons I mentioned before, it's that we're unable to place it without variance grievances. It's predominantly the separation distance between the sheds, the ACs, and the stairs, rather than the home itself. It's the accessory structures that provide grievance, and the variance is necessary in order for us to enable reasonable use of the property. That the circumstances are not created by the applicant. The exceptional practical difficulty is not created by the applicant. The property is quite narrow and angular, and the surrounding encroaching buildings and components greatly limit the buildable area thereof. The neighboring lot to the left is also narrow, causing development of nearby lots to be more difficult. The rear of the lot is angular, reducing the buildability at the rear of the lot, and it appears impossible to place it without a variance. That it will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood. This building will not. It's not unique to any other home that we've placed in the most recent 3 years since I've been there. The variance will actually add to conformity and modernize the homes within the community and add value and improve the characteristics of the community. And again, I mentioned it's replacing a 1964 home that was dilapidated and in ill repair that we could not rehabilitate. Lastly, that this is the minimum variance required. As I mentioned before, it's mostly the accessory structures. The unit itself fits fairly well on its own. These are the most reasonable and minimum variances that we could assist with. We even moved the porch, or the stair, we added a porch to put the stairs on the front so that we could have one less stair on the side, just to reduce the number of variances that we needed. That's all.
Questions?
Would you say that the positioning of the house in lot 6C kind of closed you down to being able to, not necessarily the one on 2C, but on 6C, closed you down to where you could put this anyway?
Yeah, it prevented us from moving it further.
Especially
to the left.
From the AC being on the actual property.
I think the unit itself also encroaches in the setback as well.
Gotcha. Move the shed. Is the box that's kind of like a little shaded, is that where the original
the fire,
shed is?
Yep.
So you improved on that, except for here in the corner. Again, that's from your the neighbors. That's all I have.
Mr. Sharp?
This is the narrowest type of home that you're able to find, is that correct?
At this time, correct.
And you had discussions with the neighbors about this?
The neighbor to the right is so happy. the unit that was there previously was an eyesore.
When was the prior home removed?
About 2 weeks ago.
I have no further questions, thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation?
It does.
Thank you, may I have a seat? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? This time I'll close the public hearing for case 12967 for Sierra Village and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12697 for Sierra Village. I believe they met all the criteria required to grant a variance. I believe the property has unique physical conditions due to the narrowness of the lot. I believe it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I also believe this represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Warfel.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And I too. Vote of 5-0, your case is approved. Take a 5-minute recess.